The New York Times Siena College, Florida poll is now in the public domain, and it delivers an astonishing result. As background information, NYT Siena College ranks first on the 538 Data Organization Pollster Review Chart from 282 active polling entities. Therefore, it is fair to say that NYT Siena is the country's top pollster. In their just-released Florida poll, NYT Siena suddenly finds Mr. Trump breaking away from the single-digit leads he has been posting. From this latest Sunshine State survey, the Trump lead, post-hurricane, has expanded to 13 percentage points, 53 to 40%, with the two minor candidates, Libertarian Party leader Chase Oliver and Green Party nominee Jill Stein, included on the ballot. Prior to this poll, Mr. Trump had averaged a lead of only 3.5 percentage points from 11 polls conducted in September and early October. With data we now can examine, it is difficult to explain the reason for the Florida surge. Thus, the timing suggests hurricane management might have something to do with the new result, but nothing is certain at this point. Florida Atlantic University is one of the many polling entities testing the Texas Senate race, and like the others, the survey data suggests a looming close finish. The university poll projects Republican Senator Ted Cruz to be holding only a 46 to 43% lead over Dallas U.S. Representative and former NFL player Colin Allred, with 11% undecided. As has been the case around the country, the Democrats are emphasizing the abortion issue, while the Cruz campaign, like that of former President Donald Trump, is hitting the transgender issue in addition to crime and the border. It is not clear if transgender policy is a vote driver, which has caused some to question the Cruz strategy. The same poll finds Mr. Trump leading Kamala Harris in Texas 50 to 45%. Both Republicans, however, appear to be underpolling. Early in the election cycle, formidable potential northern New Jersey contenders, for different reasons, decided not to enter the Democratic congressional primary in an important Garden State swing district. This left the Democratic nomination to former New Jersey Working Families Executive Director Sue Altman. Thus, it appeared that freshman GOP Congressman Tom Kaine Jr. would have an easier 2024 re-election battle than expected. A new poll might suggest otherwise. The Global Strategy Group, polling for the Altman campaign, released the results of their latest internal survey that finds Congressman Kaine leading Ms. Altman with only a 2-point margin, 47 to 45%. It is unclear if any push statements were used on the poll questionnaire. It will be curious to see if the Kaine campaign quickly releases survey results of their own to counter this data. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.